For years, Lincoln High School's team, the Red Raiders, had a picture of an Indian on their sportswear and murals, but critics said it demeaned Native Americans, and the school stopped using the image in the 1990s. In January, the school board opted to drop the word red from the moniker, saying it also referred to Indians. But several local activists argued that red could be used without the Native connotations, and organized petition drives that eventually swayed the board to keep the old name. Now the Red Raiders are ready for a new identity, as either a bull, fox, wolf, or hawk, depending on which one gets the most votes. Among those cheering on the vote is Barb Munson. She's an Oneida tribal member who chairs the Indian Mascots and Logo Task Force for the Wisconsin Indian Education Association.
It's imperative that students no longer be participants in this kind of activity. I think it's really important that they learn that it's really not appropriate to have race-based stereotypes in the public schools.
Munson says since 1991, 32 school districts in Wisconsin have dropped or changed their mascot names. She says there's still 38 other districts to go. Meanwhile, backers of Indian mascots say they honor Native people and can promote interests in other cultures. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.